This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said that India is going to take on one of the biggest decisions of the 21st century, and this decision is dedicated to women's empowerment. He said that Parliament is on the verge of creating a new history, one that will fulfill the aspirations of both the past and future. The Prime Minister said that from the state legislative assemblies to the Parliament of the country, the long wait of decades is coming to an end on the 16, 17 and 18 of this month. He added that the Panchayati Raj institutions are a remarkable example of women's leadership. Mr. Modi stated that today over 14 lakh women are successfully serving in local government bodies in India. As the West Bengal State Assembly elections near, campaigning is reaching its peak. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings to win over voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting in Birbhum in support of party candidates. He strongly criticized an alleged misrule of the Trinamool Congress. Mr. Shah said that leaders of the ruling party are corrupt and have been involved in multiple scams, including those related to municipal administration, education recruitment, ration distribution and Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at a public meeting in Suri alleged that after the CAA, the BJP is attempting to implement the NRC. She claimed that they are trying to change Bengal's history. CPIM and Congress candidates are also participating in public meetings and door-to-door campaigning. Ahead of the upcoming state assembly elections, the Supreme Court of India is set to hear arguments today on the SIR process. The case will be taken up by a bench led by Chief Justice Surya Kant along with Justices Jaimalia Bhakchi and Bipul M. Pancholi. The voter list has already been frozen for two phases of polling. Under the apex court's supervision, more than 27 lakh names were removed after adjudication. The Supreme Court is likely to decide the fate of voters cleared by the tribunal. If the tribunal recognizes them again as valid voters, the court may decide today whether they can cast their ballots in this election. Tribunal proceedings are also beginning today. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India has left its mark in the sports arena in the last few years and a new era in the sports field has started in the last 11 years. He was speaking at the inaugural ceremony of the Sansad Khel Mahakumbh event in his parliamentary constituency Lucknow this morning. The United States military will start a maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following orders from President Donald Trump to block the Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. In response, the Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack or misstep by the US or its allies would face a strong reaction. Iran also claimed that it has full control over the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump said the move is necessary to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions and expressed hope that Tehran would return to negotiations. Global oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after the US announced a blockade of Iranian ports. Global benchmark Brent crude is up by 8.5% at $102.37 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate is 9% higher at $105.34 a barrel. Major stock indexes in Asia slipped in trade today. The Nikkei 225 in Japan fell by 0.8%, while South Korea's Kospi was down by 1.8%. The final darshan of legendary singer Asha Bhosle is underway at her Mumbai residence, while key personalities from across all walks of life paying their respects to Asha Tai. Asha Bhosle passed away yesterday due to multi-organ failure at the age of 92 at a private hospital. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.